Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And you're listening to...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast. Hello! We're back!
Where have we been?
We've been in the dungeons of capitalism.
We've been to hell and back.
We've been working and we've been tired, but I know it's not an excuse.
So at least, ano, diba? We're here, we're showing up.
We're like, nope, this podcast is not dying yet.
Yep.
We're back. We have to.
We're giving it CPRs right now. But for this episode, we've actually decided to go medyo lighter. So ano bang gagawin natin ngayon?
So for today, since light topic lang, ang naisipan namin ni Kesh ay magbabasa kami ng Am I the Asshole Reddit posts online and just react to them.
So it sounds pretty simple, pero let's see how entertaining this can be, right? Okay, let's get to it. Here's the first story.
Am I the asshole for refusing to bow to my Korean fiance's grandparents?
What? Okay.
So ang kwento ay, my fiance is Korean-American and I'm American.
Okay.
We've met each other's parents before, and she's met my grandparents, but I've yet to meet her grandparents because they live in Korea.
Okay.
We are planning a trip to Korea as soon as it's possible so that I can meet her grandparents. She's asking me to bow to her grandparents when we meet, since respecting the elders is a big deal in Korean culture. Not just like a casual dip, like a full-on 90-degree bow. So sabi dito, I said I'd rather not, since I found it emasculating, and that I just don't bow to anyone. She said that it was important to her culture, but I pointed out that she didn't bow to my grandparents or parents. I just think it's hypocritical to expect me to bow to her grandparents when she didn't bow to mine. Her grandparents aren't my superior just because of their age. Why should I have to bow? She said, it was just one tiny thing I could do to earn their respect. But I said that if it was so tiny, it should be fine even if I don't do it. And that I respect myself. And that's why I am not going to bow. And she was going to have to respect my decision. She thinks I'm an asshole for that. Am I the asshole? Your thoughts,
Kesh. That's so stupid. Sobrang... Yeah, he's the asshole of the bat pa lang. Kasi parang sabi ni girl, parang ito lang but hindi mo magawa. It's just a small thing that would be appreciated, diba? But hindi mo pa magawa.
Pero instead of doing it, ginaslight mo pa si ate.
Yeah, sinabi
mo na,
maliit lang pala eh.
Kung maliit lang pala eh, bakit ko kailangan gawin? I respect
diba?
Myself.
I respect myself.
Baka bias lang tayo kasi Asians tayo.
Hindi eh. Like, I would respect somebody's culture, like, even though I don't understand it. Parang, like, when you go inside, let's say, a mosque, diba?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that, oh my God, I'm American, why aren't you bowing to my Jesus?
Or you would at least adapt to the customs or how things are done there because, you know, you are in their space.
Correct. Very correct. Also, to the fiance, don't marry this guy.
I think she wouldn't. I hope she
Please
wouldn't.
Please don't.
Also, that, the context is very important. Kasi parang gets ko if the guy would be mezzo weirded out if it was the grandparents who went to America. Like, it's not how things are done here. So, he wouldn't expect somebody to do other people's customs just because that's their custom. Diba?
That's a good point. Yeah, diba? Yeah,
parang it's paying respect to the space you're occupying, literally. And he went to Korea.
Yes.
That's how things are done there.
Yeah.
And I think it's very... It's not below you to pay respect to somebody else.
Also, like, bowing to anybody, especially if you are outside that culture, does not really make you less of a person.
Funny story. So, kasi diba, yung school ko from elementary to high school was a Korean school. So, madami doong staff na Korean. So, we were used to bowing. They didn't ask us to, but we saw that our Korean classmates would do that to pay respect to them, and they feel respected, and we would like to show our respect then. So, we would bow.
I wouldn't do that, though.
I don't know. Siguro kasi outnumbered kasi ang Filipinos dun sa school namin, like 70-30.
Like 30% Filipino, 70% Koreans.
Minsan nga 80 eh. Minsan 80.
Oh, ganun kalaki.
Minsan 80-20. Yeah. So parang na-adapt namin yung ano nila, the way they act, yung customs nila that they've brought in, you know, because it was comfort for them.
Mm-hmm.
So na-adapt namin. So every time nakakakita kami ng staff, we would bow. So ganun ako from elementary to high school. Now, nung college, nadala ko siya sa UP, day.
Mare, bakit?
Nagaganon ako, nagbabawa kapag nakakita ko, prof.
Ano yun? Ang pangit.
Kahit senior, yung mga upper year, second year, third year, fourth year, ginaganonan ko.
Wala pa, mare. Alam mo, kaya hindi ako magbabaw kasi like, this is our space though.
Yeah, pero syempre, like, it was hard to, you know, unlearn it.
Would you be the asshole if you wouldn't bow?
No, it wouldn't make me the asshole kasi it's not a thing, you know? It's not a thing!
Hindi, baka submissive ka talaga in, like, real life.
Feeling ko, Mars.
Oh my God.
Feeling ko submissive ako.
Hindi, we're not going there. Lilipat tayo sa bagong topic at sa bagong subreddit before it gets deep.
Okay.
Halagyan mo na feelings, ha? Okay, ready?
Ang hirap, go. Gago. Ang
gago, nagbabasa ng tayo.
Podcast to. Ang hirap, high, gago. Okay.
Okay, game. Your turn to read, Kesh.
This is the next story. Am I the asshole for very rarely or almost never wanting to go to restaurants because my girlfriend makes food that's just as good, if not better, than restaurant food? That sounds nice, though. Okay. What? Okay, it sounds sweet at first.
Well, let's read it.
Okay, let's read it. I've been with my wonderful girlfriend for a few years now, and we usually get along great, aside from this current issue. She's a self-proclaimed foodie, quote-unquote, which I honestly think is just selling herself short. She's a food genius. She can taste and smell a dish and then turn around and recreate it. Wow, puka na alang galing.
Wow.
She's like a food prodigy or something. Okay, or even make it better than the original. If you taste something and wonder, what's that super subtle flavor? And she'll tell you it's anchovy paste, lavender, and some other obscure spice. Ang galing naman nun. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? When someone is cooking something and they go, it's missing something, she can tell you exactly what it needs. Wow, she's amazing. Ah, okay. So, yung ano niya, senses, so
like, smell and taste. Magaling siyang umamoy at tumikim. Sana all, diba? Oy. Again, not for that conversation. Let's get back to the Reddit. Okay.
That's not it either. She heard about a lost family recipe, and the next week, bam, I'm eating my grandmother's homemade sausage again for the first time in 15 years. Wow, she has a fucking
gift. Magaling talaga siya magluto.
Hindi lang siya magaling. She's like...
Kaya niya i-recreate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gotten to the point where I don't see any point in going out to eat pretty much ever, except maybe her birthday. even the most exotic ingredients aren't out of her reach either. And even though it's not about cost, I've saved up more being with her than I ever had in any other relationship. The only places we really go for date night is ramen. She can't figure out how to make the noodles, but she still tries. So it's just a matter of time. And sushi.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Our anniversary was recently, and I had noticed that our local fish counter was selling sushi-grade fish, along with the rolling mats and nori. So I suggested that we have homemade sushi for our anniversary dinner before going out. And she got upset and said, "I'm not learning how to make sushi because then I'll never get a real date ever again." Oh.
Huh?
We ended up going out instead. Oh, okay. It kind of took me by surprise that she got so mad, though. She lightly mentioned wanting to go out occasionally to places like Olive Garden because she likes the red sauce. Her other places, she likes the food. And now that I'm thinking about it, she's gotten kind of gloomy because I've asked her to cook on date nights instead of going out more often. Whoa. Damn.
Okay, continue reading.
She also brought up that food she cooks tastes better to me because she's tasting and smelling it while it cooks. So her senses are dulled by the time it's served. Actually, that's true. Mm-hmm. But she has the most acute sense of smell slash taste I've ever seen. So I kind of think it's just an excuse. I just don't think it's worth it to go out and pay restaurant food prices when we can stay home for home food prices and have food that's just as excellent.
So Reddit.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to pay a restaurant to cook my meals because I practically have a private chef of my very own?
To sum things up, is he an asshole daw for not wanting to bring out the girlfriend to restaurants because the girlfriend just cooks as good?
No, not as good. So much better.
So much better than restaurant food.
Yes.
I think you are not an asshole.
What the fuck? Oh my god. This is an eye opener as your best friend.
Really? I don't think you are an asshole though. Oh my god.
I want you to explain first why he is not the asshole.
For not bringing the girlfriend out to dinner because she cooks better.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
So correct.
I don't think he's the asshole.
Okay, kaya nga, you have answered that. I want your explanation. I want to hear it. Like, this better make sense, bitch.
girl, I'm gonna bring it to you.
Okay, go.
So I don't think this guy is an asshole. Kasi, let me put this very straightforwardly. Simply because she cooks better than the food at the restaurant. Kahit pa, mas nakakapag-save siya. Mm-hmm. If they cook at home, hindi pa rin siya asshole because ganun niya na-appreciate yung luto ng partner niya, right?
Okay.
And that's like, girl, it's a thing you do better than like literally everybody else. I wanna appreciate that. And I wanna celebrate that. I wanna celebrate your skill of literally being able to cook better than literally everybody else. And I shouldn't be the asshole for wanting to want or long for your food over other else's food. Right? But I want to bring you to dates that aren't food-based. Siguro? Ganyan? Parang to like make sure that I spend quality time with you, I would bring you to like a museum, to like places na hindi mo maamoy at matitikman.
Okay.
Pero am I the asshole to love what you do over other people's doing? Am I the asshole though? Wait, please tell me we are on the same page.
Okay, do you want me to answer if you are the asshole?
Are we the asshole?
Yes, you are the asshole.
What? Oh my god.
I think this is a guy thing.
I'm fucking gay.
No, even though, which says a lot, because I'm talking about your male experience through life. That doesn't get why this is being an asshole.
Oh, okay. You want to hear? I want to hear it. Let me take a shot.
Here are the reasons why the guy is the asshole. Number one, it's obvious that she loves cooking, obviously. She has not just the talent, she has a fucking gift for it. And she appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, even though she does it better, for her, it's an experience. It's a different experience when you're eating something versus you're cooking, you're making something. Now, the reason why she would not like to do that every time is because of the labor. Even if, you know, you like to do something,
okay,
if you do it every fucking day, you'll get sick of it. You'll get tired of it, right?
Okay, understandable.
So that's the thing with her. It's the labor. It's like, he didn't mention anywhere in the post if he's actually helping with the cooking process. It sounds like she's the only one who's doing the cooking.
Yeah.
Right?
While paying for less.
Yeah, like... Yeah, and he's just there to eat, to enjoy. Well, yes, he appreciates her gift. And yes, of course, that sounds so sweet. Na parang you would never want to eat somebody else's cooking but mine. But in reality, the labor that goes into that, that's so fucking tiring, man. Give me a break naman, diba? I love this, but like, you never take me out. There's a thoughtfulness to not want the girl to lift a finger. I think, siguro, masyado kasi tayo ngayong babad sa message na, like, girls are empowered and they can do everything and anything and, like, they have, you know, they're, like, break the fucking glass ceiling. Pero, there are still a lot of girls still would like to be pampered under all of the tough, you know, I can do this on my own. I'm independent, empowered shit.
For sure.
Under all of that, we still want to be taken care of. I think this is the same with men. Like, y'all are strong and shit, but you also want to be pampered.
Why can't we, like, take care of each other outside our passion centers?
Gusto ko yung sinuggest mo kanina. Yung may workaround ka na. Okay, mag-date tayo. Pero sa, like, it's not necessarily eating anymore.
Oo, like, sige, mag-date tayo, pero dun tayo sa mga bagay na pareho nating may enjoy. At the same time, hindi siya magte-trigger ng labor for you.
Mm. Pero okay, ang sagot ko naman doon ay, thank you, that's very thoughtful. But at the same time, nai-invalidate mo na yung want ko to try other foods. Like, I get it. My cooking is fucking good, but I still want to experience that because I love food, right? She mentioned she's a foodie, right? So it means she wants to explore and experience other cookings aside from her own and maybe recreate them later.
But doesn't that invalidate my experience? Like,
it does not. Kasi ang sinasabi ko lang
I
naman.
Also want to eat like other food, but I want to eat your food.
Yes, and that is so sexy, but...
Right?
What right? I'm saying, like, sweetheart, is I get tired if I do this every fucking day, is what I'm saying. Okay, like, okay. I love that you love my cooking. I will cook for you, like, 4 days a week.
4 days
I will cook...
So,
parang yung three.
Okay, rest day.
Yung three, like, kain tayo sa labas.
Okay,
gano'n.
Okay,
yung majority of the time, ako na lang lagi nagluluto. Puke ng ina, nakakapagod.
Okay,
so now that you've heard my side, I am going to ask you again, is he the asshole?
I don't think he is.
Oh my god, I'm selfish yung mga.
No. Just so that I don't get canceled, I have to reevaluate my values. Wait lang. Kailang nung makakancel kasi ang assumption mo ay iniisip ko that women should be in the kitchen, which it shouldn't.
Oh my god, may edit. Meron siyang update. Fiancé niya kasi yun, right? Yung edit niya is, I'm pretty heartbroken. I thought everything was okay between us, but she thinks we should go to premarital, pre-engagement counseling, and the division of labor needs to change over a serious sit-down conversation. See, he's really not helping with the cooking.
Yeah. Alam mo, okay, ganito. Siguro, he would be the asshole. Ito kaya siya. Ito yung workaround ko. He would be the asshole if the assumption is the girl is the one that does all the labor. Because that's all fucking cooking. Unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? If I think if he was involved in the process, he would also get why you cannot simply do it every fucking meal.
Pero what if kasi cash ganito, I have been in a relationship where the person did all the cooking. I did not take part of the process, but in other domestic chores, I did not just share the burden, I also took it. So, paano pag ganun?
Siyempre, division of labor, bakit masasabi mo ba sa akin, Daryl, every single meal made in your house was your partner? Hindi naman, diba? You would also cook some days. And again, sabi mo nga, there were other tasks that you took on. We can also say that relatively, it's a heavier task. Right? Dito kasi sa kwento ni Kuya, ayaw niya talagang kumain sa labas anywhere basta hindi luto ng jowa niya, hindi niya kakainin. Ganun kasarap yung... So, pagsabihin, every meal ever since was made by the girl, and that is so exhausting.
Yeah.
Diba?
If that was the premise, then I would change my stand. And yes, guy, you are the fucking asshole.
I'm congratulations.
Tulungan mo naman yung jowa mong mag-chop ng freaking diba? Onion.
Also, at maghugas ng pinggan. Like, diba? Take her out.
And,
gano ba kahirap
yun? Yeah, fine.
Yun?
Like, take her out.
Diba? Take her
and
out.
Let her know that despite taking her out, her cooking is still better.
Oh, gusto ko magbasa ng comment. Okay. Sabi ng comment, good lord, completely you are the asshole. Read the last line, dude. You said you have your own private chef. Oh nga, he did say that,
yeah,
like he was paying her.
Yeah, the motive was like, why would I pay for service if you are already there?
Serving me, right?
Yeah, right.
It was very...
Yeah. All right, so yeah, let's go to our next am I the asshole topic. Am I the asshole for calling out my kids' future stepmom for treating me like a surrogate?
Okay.
What? Okay. So the post goes, I, 29-year-old female, dated a guy, Joe, 30-year-old male, for 3 months before he left me to go back to his ex, Kim, 30-year-old female. Right after we broke up, I found out I was pregnant and now I'm at 24 weeks.
The fuck? Tagal. That's fucking 4 months.
I know, right? I let him know and he was ecstatic. Turns out his girlfriend had fertility issues and would likely never be able to get pregnant naturally, and he has always wanted to be a father. Getting back together was out of the question for both of us, so he's still with his girlfriend. Joe was only allowed at the initial appointment because of COVID-19, and we found out I was having twins.
Damn, she's having twins!
Girl, so sorry for you. Charet. So according to Joe, dun sa lalaki, when he told Kim she had a mental breakdown about her infertility and wanted to talk to me, I met them at their house and Kim stated that she wanted to be involved in my pregnancy because she would eventually be the children's stepmother. Oh. She started telling me that I needed to do a home birth, that I needed to formula feed so that they could have the babies half of the week, that she wanted one boy and one girl, and that she wanted the kid to call her mama since they would be calling me mommy. I shut her down and I said, make the best choices for my children and my body, and left. Kim continued to be overbearing and texted me every day about my eating habits, exercise habits, and bitching about how her job wouldn't let her take maternity leave. At the virtual genetics counseling appointment she attended instead of Joe, and took over the whole meeting trying to talk about her family history, which wasn't relevant. When it came time for my 20-week level 2 scan, they allowed me one guest, and Joe suggested I take Kim instead of him, which I refused to do. Joe did end up coming, and he found out the gender because I wanted to keep it a surprise for me so we could throw a gender reveal party. I put a pregnancy announcement on my social media and then put up an announcement saying that
they... She put up an announcement.
She put up a pregnancy announcement on her social media. And she said they were expecting twins the non-traditional way and how blessed she was, sabi niya. I was irritated, but I kept my mouth shut. Then... she Then she threw a gender reveal party and posted it on social media.
What?
I wasn't even invited.
Oh my god.
She also announced that she's having a baby shower. I commented on her posts and told her to stop treating me like a surrogate, that the kids weren't hers, and that Joe didn't have any claim or custody of the kids until they are born. I then called Joe and reiterated all of this and stated that I would not be seeing either them until we met to family court, and that my mother would be my birthing partner. He and Kim and some of her friends and family are saying that I am an asshole, and her mother even called and insisted I give her one of my babies. Like, this is the parent trap? So, am I the asshole?
Bitch, yeah. No, no, you're not the asshole. Kim and Joe are the asshole, definitely. Bitch, they're so fucking entitled. And the girl, she's just like, delusional already. Kasi like, hello, showing up to the doctor's appointment and telling the doctor about your family history. Like, it's not even, like, delusional na siya.
Yeah, so, like, Cash, to get back to the conversation, do you think that the person who posted this was an asshole?
No, not at all. One would say na parang, eh, girl, bakit mo kasi sila ini-involve? Like, big... Others would victim blame her that way. And say, bakit mo kasi in-involve yung lalaki in the first place? Bakit ka pumayag? Blah, 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 blah. Eh, ex mo na yun. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Pero hindi. I think she was just thinking of the kids as well. Kasi it would be, of course, it would be better, di ba, for the kids to have both parents, if not together, at least co-parenting, right? So I think she was just nice about it then for the guy then. And, you know, parang she would, like, one would never think of this to happen. This is so outrageous. Like, it's... fucking psycho movie shit.
Yeah, definitely, ate, you are the asshole.
Si ating, ano, si Kim.
Si Kim, right? You are the asshole. Well, let's try to do one more Reddit thread.
Okay. Am I the asshole for giving my girlfriend's cat away? Alam na natin yung sagot.
Ano ulit? So, ano ulit? Paulit? Paulit? Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole for giving my girlfriend's cat away? So, okay. Kami ni Daryl, may mga pusa kami. So, alam na namin ang sagot dito. Para sige, let's read it. My girlfriend and I have been together since we were 13. Whoa!
Okay.
Sweethearts, high school sweethearts. We're 20 now. she's had her cat for the duration of our relationship. Ah, okay. So, para sila nang tinagal ng pusa.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this now. I don't care for cats since I'm allergic to them and hers was no exception. I'm not really an animal person in general, but if I were to get one, it wouldn't be a cat. They're disgusting and they creep me out.
Oh my God,
what
fuck you.
Fuck?
You are the asshole. Asshole.
First paragraph pa lang siya yung asshole, diba? Pero ano ah, like in general, I am suspicious of people who do not like animals. Like any animal at all. Like,
right? Like, because I'm an animal too. Why don't you like me?
No. It's a no for me. Anyway, okay. My girlfriend and I moved in together at 18, and I was always under the impression that she would leave the cat with her parents since she knew how much I didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Long story short, the cat came with her, and while I wasn't thrilled about it, I allowed it to stay under the conditions that it wouldn't sleep in our bed, it wouldn't sit on the furniture, and it wouldn't go into my office space.
Okay.
To be fair, he's allergic, so my point naman yung mga yon.
Or so we think.
And then, like, he claims nagsiset siya ng boundary. So, like, okay, pwede siya sa bahay, pero dahil dito ako, like, these are the spaces that I occupy the most, and I'm allergic to them. Also, I think he's not an asshole here.
Sige, read on.
Okay. Over the course of the last 2 years, I would come home from work and my girlfriend would be chilling on the couch with the cat after I'd ask her not to.
How would you ask a cat not to occupy the space that you are in?
Diba?
You can't just say, I'm sorry, I'm here, leave. No. Diba?
Like, okay, I'd get ready to climb into bed and there'd be cat hair on my sheet. So I know she let it into the bedroom. Not to mention, she has what I feel like is an unhealthy obsession with this thing. Parang nagsiselo siya sa cat. She's constantly talking to and cooing at it like it's a person and it drives me up. But that's what you do with pets,
I know.
Right? For a while, I just slept in my office so I wouldn't have to deal with an itchy face and puffy eyeballs. Lol. With us being stuck at home now, it's even harder for me to have my own space. The straw that broke the camel's back was when I went into my office and found her cat sitting in the window. Like, that's what cats do. They just go anywhere and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've asked time and time again for her cat to stay out of my space, and I feel like she's deliberately disrespecting my wishes. So I found a walk-in surrender shelter today and dropped the cat off. Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God. I haven't told my girlfriend, and being that it's an indoor-outdoor cat, I hope she just thinks it ran away. I love my girlfriend, but her cat was legitimately our only source of conflict.
No, you are the asshole.
Oh, no. I wouldn't know what to do here. Like, feeling ko, if he would have just, like, talked to her again about, look, like, I love you, but... It's
the
not
cats
that.
Are just like,
yeah, like
annoying me.
No, hindi kasi it's also being allergic. I cannot.
Or so we think.
Because if I was the girlfriend, here's the thing: if I was the girlfriend, and like, I mean, I love my pet, but if I were to choose between my boyfriend and my pet, I'm sorry to say this, in this case, ha, parehas kasi ng duration yung guy,
okay,
and yung pet. Okay. Alam mo yon. Tapos, I mean, I wouldn't get rid of my pet, but I would put her somewhere she would still be taken care of, and at the same time, I can still visit her, you know, from time to time. Like, I can, ano naman, I can adjust. It's not like mm-hmm. I'm gonna get rid of the cat. Like, I'll just let my parents take care of her so I can still visit her. Alam mo yon, uh-huh. Or just have her, uh-huh. Get her adopted by a friend. So, I think if the guy just talked to her girlfriend, and if she was a And if he was not lying when he said yung cat lang talaga yung only source of conflict nila, it means the other parts of their relationships
uh-huh.
is like fine, like yeah. They're doing great. If he would have just talked to the girl and explained and asked again nicely, I think the girl would have said, okay, alam mo yun, parang katangahan to. Katangahan tong ginawa niya. He's a fucking coward for not just, you know, talking to the girlfriend.
Not just a coward, but also an asshole.
Oh yeah, he's definitely an asshole.
This guy is definitely an asshole.
Right. If you were the cat owner, so you have a partner who you love so much, then?
No, I would like literally drop you off.
Drop who?
My partner.
Really? Yeah. Let's say you love your partner, huh?
Kesh, matagal Kesh, na kayo. I love you so much. I love you so much. But if you were to do this to me,
do what?
If you would sell Damon and Hecate.
Wala pa tayo doon. Doon pa tayo sa allergic ako. I love that you love your cats, but I'm allergic to them.
But you not letting me know that, or at least emphasizing that.
Okay. So kailangan may emphasize.
Yeah, kasi like you letting me know that it's okay. Like, okay, you're allergic, blah blah blah.
Oh, sige, ganito. Sabihin natin, I'll just like have hives or something. Ganon. Like, ganong allergy. Disease. Like, it's very inconvenient, but it's not super serious. It's very inconvenient though.
Yeah, like, not medically serious, but super inconvenient.
Super, super, super inconvenient. Because like, I'm gonna be covered. Like, mamamaga yung face ko. Pero okay. Maga lang. Hindi siya like super serious talaga. Like, makate. Okay.
So in other words, this is a question of, would I choose my pets over you?
Yes.
I would choose you.
You have the option to, yun nga, may option na ano ha? May ibang option.
Yeah, I would choose you.
It's
though.
It's not like you're gonna throw them off the curb. Like you I can know. Have them for adoption.
That's why I would choose you.
Aww. Like, aww, thank you.
Kung ganun yung premise, ha?
Paano kung like romantic partner?
Kahit na kung romantic partner.
You would choose the romantic partner.
I would choose the romantic partner. As long as the prerequisites have been laid onto my table the first time around.
And dapat hindi din permanently wala yung mga cats sa'yo. Dapat accessible pa rin sila, ganun.
Kasi pwede naman kasi mag-compromise both ways. But to sell, no, not actually to sell. He didn't sell, right?
Oh,
he just gave it up for adoption. Shelter. Dinonate niya for adoption without the consent.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
That was, yeah, tama.
So, babalik tayo dun sa prinsipyo ng consent.
Hindi nga consent, knowledge.
Or even the knowledge. So, yeah. Not just the consent, but also the knowledge of the other partner. Because of that, though, you are the asshole. Like, I think, eto ha, like, I think it would be okay for me to put your pets up for adoption as long as nagko-consent ka to it.
Uh-uh. Okay, here's an interesting question. What if ikaw yung cat owner and your partner did this? Without your knowledge, you never found out. Until after 15 years later, you've gone through hell and back, and you've been through a lot of shit, and you've conquered all those shit together.
So many
you
shit
were like
together.
Strong. You were okay. Strong.
Yeah.
And then he was confident enough to tell you to finally like own up to what he did 15 years ago. He said, Daryl, do you remember your cat? Do you remember Damon and how he got lost? And you were like, yeah, I remembered it. And then he said, I have to tell you something. Uh-huh. I gave up Damon for adoption because I couldn't take the allergies anymore. The question is, how will you react? Kunyari ako yun, sinabi ko, Daryl, I gave up Damon for adoption because I couldn't take the hives anymore. I'm sorry. I hope you forgive me. It has haunted me every fucking day of my life. And I wanted to come clean to you and let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please forgive me?
I think I would say yes. Yeah.
Ang galing ko.
Give it. Yeah. This is pag-arte mo, like, with the hives and all. Sige na, may hives, portion, I think I would forgive you. I would say like, oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't able to like, understand that.
Ikaw pa tuloy ng so, like, sorry sa dulo. Ang galing. either ang galing, either mahal na mahal mo ako, or like, or hindi, ang galing so kang magmanipula.
Hindi.
So, ano mangyayari? Ay, okay.
Hindi, magpa-hives test tayo. Just,
anong
you know,
hives test?
As your best friend, I just really want to make sure that what you're saying is true.
No, you know, so that, like, it's true. You saw no, that it's just, true.
Unless, like, medical professionals would...
Yeah, and it came out positive.
Okay, oh yeah, okay. Yes. I love it so much. There is no gaslighting there, though.
Aww, that is so fucking sweet. I would be upset.
But this is just because the thing has already happened. Like, it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
I would, like, really value our relationship more.
What if five years? Binabaan?
Kahit 1 month ago.
Aww.
Sasabunot ako ta mga, 30 seconds, ganyan. Oo. Like, really hard sabunot. To give justice.
Sa, ay, ganun. That's a cat. Masasabi, 30 seconds worth of sabunot lang yung halaga yung mga anak mo?
No, we're not gonna...
Sana suntukin mo man lang ako, diba? Nanginang yun.
Wala. Hindi, walang ganun.
Sabunot lang ng 30 seconds.
Hindi.
Suntukin mo na lang ako?
Walang value.
Parang feeling ko kulang.
Not, oh my God, don't you put this on me.
Wait, feeling ko may manipulation part to.
Oo nga, ikaw yung nagmamanipulate.
Hindi.
Ako yung victim. Ako yung, like,
feeling ko.
You took my pet away. I am the victim. This is not of my consent.
No. I mean, you choosing to forgive me is also a political move. You know why?
Why?
Because I would feel na, oh my God, this person has forgiven me for this huge sin that I, like, did against, you know, him. And, like, I would be at your mercy and you can use that card every fucking time. So, you gets mo? Like, it's a power move. Na I will forgive you.
I think it definitely is. But also, what you did before, though, was a power move. And I chose to let it go.
Was it?
Yes. You chose to...
That's not a power move.
Work on my vulnerabilities.
I didn't.
To get to your way.
I just gave your cat away.
Exactly. Like, why the fuck? Like, why the fuck would you do that behind my back, Kesh? If not for a political power move. Fuck you, Kesh. Because you know
that
you are more valuable than a fucking cat.
Damn. Dude, that is a power move.
It is. It definitely is. So, like, Kesh,
you
know,
parang it's a move of desperation, eh.
I know.
Giving your cat away. It's not more of a power move.
Pero given this Reddit thread, you know, Kesh, that I would give value to you over my cats.
Aww, bitch!
Or my cats' children.
That's too cheesy.
Or their grandchildren.
Bitch, that's too cheesy. Oh my God.
I know, right? But like...
I don't know how to react.
Gago.
Well, that was a trip.
But anyways, guys, if you think that this person is an asshole, let us know. Let us know on social media. Ang sinasabi lang namin dito, guys, ay this is the episode where
we are all assholes.
We are all assholes at least one point in our lives. And this is an episode specifically dedicated to that.
So guys, kung kayo may mga kwento kayo or like questions, if you are the asshole in a situation, uy, tanga, bigay nyo na sa amin, di ba? Pag-usapan natin dito sa podcast. Naubusan na kami ng pag-uusapan eh. So yeah, submit nyo lang sa amin sa Google Form. Nasa page namin yon. And yes, yun lang.
Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Tumahan nyo kami ulit next time. Muli ako si Daryl.
At ako naman si Kesh.
And this is...
Is This Thing On?
The Podcast.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Dun, 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 dun,